The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barns, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Sunday, everyone. As we continue through this season of Advent, it's a time of preparation, of waiting for the coming of Christ that we'll celebrate at Christmas. In some ways, it can just feel like we're waiting for those four candles to get lit so we can arrive at December 25th and rejoice at the birth of our Savior, the fulfillment of the good news that he will come and save us from our sins. Often in Advent, I am reminded of the movie The Incredibles. There's a specific scene in The Incredibles that makes me think of this kind of waiting that we're called to do, because for most of my life, I don't feel like I've been very good at waiting. I'm not very patient. If I know something's going to happen, I'm just kind of like, well, we might as well just make it happen. There's no reason to wait till December 25th to celebrate what we know we're going to celebrate. And in that movie, Mr. Incredible is coming home from his boring 9-to-5 job. He's driving in his little cramped car. He pulls into the driveway and slams the door shut and sees the little neighbor boy sitting there on his tricycle, just looking at Mr. Incredible, waiting for something. Mr. Incredible kind of barks at him and simply says, "What are you waiting for?" The little boy says, "I don't know, something amazing, I guess." And I'm always reminded of how easily we can become like Mr. Incredible, how through life we can get kind of jaded and a little bit cynical, knowing that things kind of happen over and over again, and we'll celebrate Christmas this year, and that'll be great, and then life will continue as normal. But it's so easy for us not to have that spirit of trust and expectation that something amazing is actually going to happen. Maybe not on the timeline that we want, maybe not even in the way that we expect, but to actually expect that amazing things will happen. I think that's a similar spirit that John the Baptist is preaching in today's gospel. It's not just that John the Baptist is kind of a curmudgeonly old guy yelling at people out in the desert, but he wants the Pharisees and the Sadducees especially to see that they need to actually change. The things can't just continue like normal in their cynicism and the ways they've kind of buffered themselves from God. Instead, he wants them to know that very soon Jesus, the Son of God, is going to show up. And when the Messiah comes, we have to expect that things are going to change. Things like in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, that there will be peace, that things that seem to always be in conflict can be brought out of conflict, that things can be like God originally intended in the Garden of Eden. But I think what John the Baptist wants the people to hear and wants what the church wants us to hear during the season of Advent is that it's not just the changes outside of us that are supposed to happen. It's not just that in society we should start to care for the poor and the sick, as the church has done for the last 2,000 years. It's not just that we enter into the grief and sadness of those that are struggling, rejoice with those that receive great gifts. All those things are true as a whole, but Advent is meant to be a time that I myself am changed, that I actually expect that something amazing will happen in me when God shows up. Not that things will continue to be the same. That, I think, is the problem with the scribes and the Pharisees in the gospel. They expected they can just come and kind of do this ritual of baptism in the Jordan River, and then everything's going to be fine, but they can just go back to doing what they did before. Because after all, they were doing a pretty good job before, so they could just kind of keep doing that. John the Baptist wants to see that there were many good things that they were doing. It's not that they were all bad. He's saying, if we're really going to enter into this repentance, if we really do expect amazing things to happen when God shows up, shouldn't we expect those amazing things to happen within our hearts as well? So when we hear about this Prince of Peace that's going to come, yes, we pray for peace around the world and an end to conflicts. But we're also saying, God, I want you to bring peace to me. That in those moments when I have maybe strong emotional reactions, when I'm frustrated with the things I'm unable to do or the ways that the world is around me, in those moments, Lord, help me to be changed. What an amazing thing to happen to bring the peace of Christ to me in that moment. To see that even when things aren't perfect, Christ can be present in that moment and show me how I can grow in love. To expect that amazing things will happen when Jesus shows up, to bring us his goodness and his love. Not just a generic love and goodness to people around us, but to find ways as we prepare for the Christmas season to love generously and to give without cost. Not thinking that there's not enough for me and for others, but trusting that God will provide for all. Just yesterday was the memorial of St. Nicholas. I love the story of St. Nicholas, not only because it reminds us of that generous spirit of giving, because I think St. Nicholas had a great trust in God's providence, that he could freely give to the poor families around him, giving them these gold coins and providing for the dowry for those three daughters. That he could do that not because he was just rich and had enough money, and so sure, I might as well give it away, but because he said, Lord, I know that there's enough for me and enough for them. And so in this gesture, I want to see how I can be changed, how I can live that generosity and that trust in your providence. Brothers and sisters, we may not all be able to do that in the way that St. Nicholas did many years ago. But I think the Advent season should give us an expectation that our hearts are meant to change, that when Jesus shows up, we cannot stay the same. We should allow his goodness to change us from the inside, make us into something new. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that this Advent season can prepare us well for the coming of Jesus. These next few weeks aren't just a time to count down until December 25th and to expect that things will go back to being just like they were before. But instead, that these final couple of weeks of Advent can be a time of preparation, expecting that when God shows up, amazing things do happen. And expecting that not just to happen outside of ourselves, but actually saying, Lord, how do you want to change me? How can this Christmas be an experience not only of the joy of Christ, but the joy of being changed by him? Allowing him to do amazing things to bring his peace into my life. allowing his love and generosity to change the way that I deal with those around me. Help me, Lord, this Advent to allow Christ to come into my life, so that just as he changed the world around him 2,000 years ago, he can start to change my world, showing me that I cannot be the same once Christ has showed up. Instead, that when I receive him with great joy and generosity, amazing things will truly happen.